We say Lachnisai, like a brach, Lachnisai be Brisa Shal Rav Avinu. How the Brisa of Rav Avinu look? Every person makes a bris. You get married one day, you make a bris, the brachas, Shikashomai said Lachnisai be Brisa Shal Rav Avinu. We just had the end of Shabbos, the last thing we learned was, in Pashas Lech Lecha, the Brisa of Rav Avinu. Where was the bris? So could it be in Zvil downstairs? No. Couldn't be a small hall because, according to Rav Ezer, there were 320 in the Moilam. 320. Avraham Avinu is one, Shmuel is two, Yelidei Beisai, he brings down the Avraham Ezer, was 318. Anybody who was born to his Avraham or to his Shifcha, he had to make a bris. If he bought someone, then he didn't have to make a bris. But if it was born to one of his Avodim, that's Yelidei Beisai, 318. So we're talking about 320 people. Can you imagine a hall, a bris for 320 people one shot? Probably need a big hall. Okay, whose bris was first? Avraham Avinu's or the other 320? Chalikus. Between you and... So the Archaim HaKadosh learns that Avraham Avinu was first. I'm telling you something, not like the Bish right now. This shouldn't be bored. The Archaim HaKadosh says that the bris of Avraham Avinu was first. He was Metzuvah. The Ramban says, you look at the Pasig, it says he was Mala Yishmol V'Kohen Shebeisai, and then it says, but it's Avraham Avinu, it's Mashma. The first he did the 319 people, and then himself. How did he do that? Who did the bris? Who was the moil? The Ramban says, you're not sure. Either Avraham Avinu was the moil for everybody, or he took Harbi Ma'am, he took a bunch of Ma'am. 320 people, it's a lot of people to make a bris in one shot. So now, if you learn the Ramban, that he did them first, why did he do them first? He had the mitzvah. So Ramban says he wanted to be mefakech, and supervise. He knew he's an old man, he was afraid if they make his bris first, he's in Sakona. Who knows what they're going to do the other 319 people. So he said, leave my bris for last. He was supervising, or maybe doing the bris himself, on the other 318. Okay, so now we know who did the Mila. Or at least it's either Avraham Avinu or Harbi Ma'alim. Who did the bris on Avraham Avinu?
Himself.
How do you know? So Rashi says that he did it himself, but he was sitting, he was shaking, so Rashi helped him. Rashi brings down such a medrash. You look in the Pirkei Dei Elazar, it says the Moel was not Avraham Avinu. It says Shem, the son of Noach, he was the Moel. How did he get there? I don't know, because the bris is on Yom Kippur. That's what Kame says was on Yom Kippur. No traveling, stayed over someone's house. Oh, so it's Malocha. So, well, first of all, you're allowed to do Malocha, a bris is Doicha Shabbos, right? It's a better question though. The bris of Avraham Avinu wasn't Bismani, it wasn't 8 days old. So you can't do it on a Shabbos. How do you do Yom Kippur? So somebody says, one of the Achareim says, the easy teretz is Haro Shah, like a special Haro then. But someone says that since the Rabbanim Shem helped him out, so it's like Shnaim Shasu, like two people do Malach and Shabbos, there's no Yisra. It's only Drabonah, there's no Drabonah then. Cool teretz. Anyway, and who did the bris of Ramino? So the Rashi brings down a medrash that it was the Avraham Avinu with the help of the Rabbanim Shem. Pirkei Elazar says, with Shem Ben Noach. The Chido brings in Chaim HaSanoch that he found a medrash that Avraham Avinu wasn't matzlich to do the bris. The Rebbeinu sent an akrav, a scorpion. He gave him a bite, he bit it off, and that's how they made the bris. And that's what it means, Be'etzem Yemezeh, Be'etzem is Rosh HaTevis. Be'ezras akrav tzadik mol, Be'etzem Yemezeh. So, three shittas who made the bris. So think about next time, make a bris. Or what, how the first bris looked like. Okay. Okay, let's go to Hilchos Shabbos Bishul. So just Chazer. Bishul, we said, is any time you, by means of heat, you change something, make it softer, which means you take food, you put it next to the fire, you make it softer. That's Bishul Deraisa. There are some days that say goes the converse also, that if you make it hard, that's also Bishul. And there's people who look at the Mishnah Berurah and they understand he's saying that also, but if you read it properly, you see it's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, it's only if you make it softer. It could be food you're making softer, it could be metal, it could be wood. Anytime by means of fire, you're making something from hard to soft, that's Bishul Deraisa. You have afia, baking, you have tzliya, which is boiling. These are all types of Bishul and Yechayiv Deraisa. There's going to be machlekes, what's the din? If you do one after another. We have a din, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul means to say, it was cooked once, and you put it next to the fire, not saying on the fire, next to the fire, we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. When is that? By Dover Yovish, like a piece of meat, a piece of kugel. Because if you cooked it once, even if you put it away in the refrigerator, it got cold, but something remains in the original Bishul. It still remains soft, it's pliable, it's edible. On the other hand, by liquid, like chicken,
huh? On the fire.
On the fire, you can't. I'll tell you why in a minute. If you take chicken soup or coffee, dovelach, we say yes, bishachar bishal. Why? Because when it gets cold, you lost everything ahead. There's nothing left in the original bishal. So by liquid, you cannot cook it. You can do is, it was once cooked and it got cold, you can put it to klisheni. Now on the fire, you always have to be careful on that. When you tell a person ein bishachar bishal, that means to say there's no problem putting next to the fire. On the fire, there's a problem what's called chazora. That's the idea of a blech or plata. You can never put something on the fire. You can't leave it from Friday into Shabbos. That's called. I was asking somebody before at the Sefer Oris. He was asking you. Here you have the Sefer Oris from Rabbi Yashiv on Ksubis. So one of them you have. Do you have the other 10? I don't know. No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm looking for the Oris on my cotton. But if they have one, they probably have the whole set, no? Okay. In any event, you can't leave something on the open fire from Friday into Shabbos. That's called Shia. Shia means to say you can't leave it there. Why can't you leave it there? Because they're afraid that someone's going to see. Those days they didn't have a gas jet. It was like a campfire. It took a few coals, and the fire could die down. Woman sees her husband's about to come home. Everything's going to be cold. She's going to shtip the. We will move the coals. She'll be Ramavir, Mavashal, Machaba. So they said you have to cover the fire. And even if you want to take something off on Shabbos and put it back, it has to be covered with certain conditions. We'll talk about it. But you can never just take something and put it on the fire. No such thing. What you can do is, if you have something which is already cooked, like a piece of kugel, if you put an upside down pot on the plata or on the blech, whatever you guys call it, what do you guys call it in English? A blech, no?
Blech.
Okay, but today no one uses a blech. Everybody uses an electric hot plate, which they call a plata. If you put an upside down pot on that and you can put the food on top of that, that's okay. Assuming it was once cooked. Okay, let's go back to our klirish and klisheni. One second. So first of all, let's say something was originally baked or broiled. I took a kugel and I baked it. Now I decide I want to cook it. I want to put it into water. Can I do that? That's a big machlokes rishonim. The mechaber says, ein bishachar afiyah, ein afiyah chabishal. These are all types of bishal. As long as this one's done, you can do it again. The Ramos says nothing doing. The Ramos says you cannot do bishachar afiyah. You can't do afiyah chabishal because it's a different type of melocha. So that's a problem. Can never do a different loch. The same locha you can do twice, and again, not directly on the fire. Now, what is considered bishul? So, if I take a klirishon, what's a klirishon? The pot that was on the fire is the klirishon. You take a piece of meat and you put it into a pot of water, that's bishul deraisa. Not only are you doing malocha, you can't eat the food. Because if you cook something on Shabbos, or if you do any malocha on Shabbos, you and everybody else cannot eat that food on Shabbos. Everybody else will be mutter. What's a Shabbos? If you did a b'mezer, it's also l'oivim void. So if you made a shront on Shabbos, you can never eat it. Everybody else can have a matzah Shabbos. And not only that, if you cooked on Shabbos b'mezer, you have to kasher the pat. Chazal made an isra, there's b'lias from that food into the pat. And since the food is not going to become mutter, those b'lias go into the pat. So if I drink, ironic din, if
what's
I
b'lias?
Cook...
What's b'lias?
Absorptions. Now you know what it is? Toivling is not kashering. Toivling is taking a brand new pot. You have to kasher the pot. That's not local. You cannot. You can. Again, if I did a b'shoigig, shoigig means I didn't know the halacha. I didn't know it's also to cook on Shabbos. Or I thought that if something was a little bit warmed up before Shabbos, there's no problem with bishul, which is wrong. Ein bishachar bishul is only if it's fully cooked. I didn't know that. Anytime you make a mistake in halacha, you're shoigig. If you're shoigig, you're no worse than anybody else, which means to say, for you and everybody else, it's usher to eat on Shabbos, and for you and everybody else, it comes mutter matzah Shabbos. But if you did it b'mezid, and so now if you do b'mezid, what's the halacha? It's usher l'olam vod. If it's usher l'olam vod, the pot has the blaze, it's also usher l'olam vod. So it becomes something very ironic. If I cook on Shabbos, b'mezid, I cannot use that pot. The pot's treif for me. For everybody else, it's not treif. Use the pot. For me, it's treif l'olam vod, because I don't kasher it. That's the halacha. You have interesting situations. Sometimes you have someone's mother-in-law, she doesn't have halachas. She cooked on Shabbos. And if she did a b'mezid, a guy's a bal tshuva, and his mother's fry or something like that, that's a problem. Because she cooks b'mezid, then everything's also, not just for me, I can't eat till matzah Shabbos. She can never do anything until she kashers the pot. Go tell a person who's machal Shabbos to kasher the pot. She's not going to do it. So it's going to come out, you can never use that pot. So you can have a person who's a bal tshuva, he's in his parents' house, and there's a pot that they use only for spaghetti. Nothing kosher. Everything's kosher yosher. but since she used it on Shabbos, so she can't use the pot and I can. That's a problem. Messy. Now let's think of the different types of possibilities. You put something in a pot that's a Kli Rishon, Bishul D'Oraisa. Iri Kli Rishon, what does Iri Kli Rishon mean?
Pour.
I pour from a pot, let's say I take water, I pour water onto the meat. Iri Kli Rishon is a Machlekes Rishonim, how much it answers. That's the Negei also, I'm learning with the guys right now, Bos Recholov, that's the Negei there also. Let's jump onto Kli Shein, then we'll go back to Iri Kli Rishon. A Kli Shein really is not Mavashal. Kli Shein means to say, I have a percolator, let's say, I take a pot. You take a pot of soup and you transfer it into a plate. That plate's a Kli Shein. In most normal civil houses, there'll be a Kli Shlishi. And why is that? Because in normal civil houses, you take a ladle, right? If not you take a ladle, so the maidle will take a ladle. Maidle named Fredel will take a ladle, right? So Maisa, if you take a ladle, so now it comes out the ladle is a Kli Shein and the plate is a Kli Shlishi. But in yeshiva world, I don't know what goes on over here, but when I was a Bochum Lake, I mean, very often, they didn't wait for the ladle, they just took the pot, poured straight into the plate, so the plate could be a Kli Shein, not a Kli Shlishi. Let's assume it's a Kli Shein. A Kli Shein technically cannot cook, but we have two problems. One problem is there is Kali Abishal. Kali Abishal is certain things that are very, very light. An example could be a small piece of bread or tea leaves. Mishabur brings down tea leaves. Now today, I'm older than you guys. I remember the good old days. You didn't have tea bags. You had these leaves where you put them in the water. Pour hot water on. That was a tea. Today they became fancy. Instead of a person having to pour on leaves, they grind these leaves and they put like 5,000 pieces into a little bag. And the pieces stay in the bag unless you cook it too much, right? Then it'll pop. So tea leaves, the Mishra Brewer says he thinks that's Kali Abishal. Sandwich is Kali Abishal is going to cook even a Kli Shein. And we're not bucky what's Kali Abishal because Gemara doesn't tell us much. We know that water, shemen, and tavlin will not cook in a Kli Shein. Other than that, we don't know. So since we're not bucky, what's Kali Abishal? So Mishra Brewer says anything and everything you should not put into a Kli Shein. So Chashash Rabbonah, we're not bucky, we're not sure. Another reason he can't use a Kli Shein is because Mexican Mavashal. It's like a Marasayin. If you see, I'm taking a piece of meat and I'm putting it into a very hot pot, you don't know if that pot is a Kli Shein or Kli Shein. It's because of Marasayin, Mexican Mavashal, you can't put it into a Kli Shein. Now, there are certain things you can do in a Kli Shein. If I'll take Lamoshal, a liquid that was once cooked, and now it got cold. So we said there is Bishal HaBishal, but I can't put it into a Kli Shein. Liquid. Let's say I take an example.
Liquid?
Give me an example. I put out, my wife puts out soup for a bunch of people at the table. So I have Enoch grandchildren over there. You'll have certain grandchildren, they disappear, and if they're playing with cards or with cars or whatever, and they leave the soup. The soup got cold. What do you do with that soup? Can I put it back into the pot that's on the fire? No way. You know, if it's off the fire, I can't, because of the Kli Rishon. And the Kli Rishon, Dover Lach, if it gets cold, Yesh B'Shach HaBishal. If it's still a little bit warm, then it's okay, off the fire. But if it's cold, you can't put it back in Kli Rishon. I can put it to Kli Shein. I can take the soup, which got cold, and pour it into another plate of soup that's on the table that's boiling hot. Or what I can do is, I can give somebody a soup, take it from the pot, which I'm now making on the plate of Kli Shein, and then pour this cold soup into that. That's fine, because it's Kli Shein. That Kli Shein is mutter. Now, an interesting question that Tosis asked in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. Why is it that a Kli Rishon is a Mavashal, and a Kli Shein is not a Mavashal? It should depend on the temperature of the Kli Rishon and Kli Shein, which means, I'm already hoarse.
Last question.
Tesis. Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. Saturday 40B. The Tesis asked the Kasha. They should tell when they used to ask me translations in English. I used to go wild. The repetition and the this and all these crazy English words. I used to tell them Saturday 40B and I still do it. Any event, the this is a very interesting question. You can have a Kli Shein that's boiling hot. You ever go into Toldos Haran? You go into the entrance of Toldos Haran, you go there for a tish. There's this huge dude over there. It's a big percolator. It's probably taller than yours. It's like 5 feet tall. And you take water from that dude into a cup. It's boiling hot. Okay? So the water isn't Kli Shein, but it's boiling hot. You can have a case of a Kli Rishon. It's on the fire, or it's on the black next to the fire. And it's barely boiling hot. It's got to be Yatzeletas, but you can't hold a finger, but it's barely Yatzeletas.
If it's not Yatzeletas, it turns to Kli Shein.
No, it doesn't turn Kli Shein, but there's no way of putting something in. There's no cooking.
So I can put something cold into a Kli Rishon.
Yes, but not on the fire. Not on the fire because of Chazara. But as long as it's not Yatzeletas, everything's fine.
So
make the bracha before I said thank you, but I forgot. Bracha Torah, the Lord, and Bracha Torah. My name is Caramel Nefesh Ha'efa. Any event. Tosfos Akasha. I can have a cliche in this boiling hot, like I'm told the Sarah from the Dud. I can have a cliche Rishon that's barely Yatzel Edes Boy. So why is it the Kli Rishon is Osir, it's cooking, and the Kli Shein is Mutter? What's the difference? Tosfos is a very interesting thing. Tosfos brings down the Kli Rishon. What was on the fire? There was a pot that was on the fire with the water or the soup that was inside. Everything was cooking. The Kli Shein is not. That a Kli Shein might be boiling hot right now, but that's the water that was inside. The Kli itself was never on the fire. I take boiling water and told the siren I put it into the cup, but the cup was cold. So from the very beginning, when you pour the boiling water into that cold cup, there's a conflict of the cold walls of the cup and the water inside. Being that there's that conflict, it doesn't have the kerch to cook. Remember, Bishul is not making something hot. Bishul is affecting a change, making it softer by means of the fact that it's hot. Tosfos says when you have a cold wall around it, even though it's boiling hot water, it will not be able to cook. That's what Tosfos says. So now comes the interesting question. If that's the reason why Kli Shein doesn't cook, how do we look at an Iri Kli Rishon? Here is my pot. Now I'm pouring from the pot onto a piece of meat. So if you think about it, it doesn't have the mile of a Kli Rishon because the Iri, once it left the pot and hits the piece of meat, it's not in the walls of the pot anymore. There's no hot walls. The water that's hitting the piece of meat already left from the hot walls. On the other hand, it doesn't have the chesaron of a Kli Shein because it doesn't have cold walls. It's neither nor. So there's a three machlokes and toises. One day is that it has a din of a Kli Shein, it doesn't cook, it doesn't have hot walls. The other day is, I think it's Rashbam, that has a din of a Kli Rishon, it doesn't have cold walls. The middle day is Rabbeinu Tam. And this is where we pass. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, it cooks, g'day klipa, which means to say, it cooks a little bit, but doesn't have hot walls. So it's not going to cook like a Kli Rishon altogether. It's not going to be nothing like a Kli Shein. It'll cook g'day klipa. That's the loch of Gabi Shabbos, that's the loch of Gabi Bosra Chol, that's the loch of by Teruvus. So like on Shabbos, if I poured boiling hot water onto a piece of meat, was I over? Yeah, I was over, because I cooked the klipa. Klipa means like the thin shell of an egg. That little bit, that's how much got cooked. But that little bit is deraisa. So I did a deraisa. What became osir? The klipa. I can take off that klipa and ask my mutter. Just that don't be an idiot and take off that klipa, because then you're over boir. Now I'll take off the butter. That's the part you don't want. That's psoilus. Take off a little bit more. A little more than kedei klipa. The rest is mutter. The guy basra cholav. If I poured boiling hot milk from a Kli Rishon onto a piece of meat, same thing. I was over the iser of mavashal, leisavashal gdi. I cooked milk and meat because I cooked a klipa of basra cholav. How much is osra? Kedei klipa. And during the week, you can take it off. What?
On Shabbos, you can eat
that. What? The part that's osra, you can't. Because you cooked on Shabbos. The rest of it is mutter. The klipa, take off a little more than a thin layer. Not much like paper thin. Everything else is fine.
So if I make a Kli Shein, I put
you might burn in Gehenna for doing it. Maybe they'll burn you because they clip. They'll give you because they clip, but they'll burn just in like.
If I pour water into the Kli Shein, it's a thermos. And then I throw an egg in there. It's still going to cook.
Slow down. Water of a Kli Shein into.
No, if I put a Kli Shein, the hot water into Kli Shein, but it's a thermos, right?
No.
And then I throw an egg in there. It's going to cook and I'm out. You're not
it's still mutter. It's mutter. It's a Kli Shein is mutter. No problem. Kli Shein is mutter everything. If you can avoid it, using a Kli Shlishi, you should. You know why? Because there's one day in the Rishon, which you don't pass like, the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Sefer Yireim, he says that we should be machmer even by Kli Shlishi or Kli Revi if it's very hot, because you never know, sometimes it will cook. Now, even though the Sefer Yireim says like that, we don't do like that. We're makel. We say Kli Rishon not, the Kli Shlishi is only Rabbanah. Shlishi we're not worried about. Shabur says point blank, Kli Shlishi is mutar. Some of the Sfarim say he's only talking about by certain foods, not by Kalabishal, it's not true. You see clearly he's talking Kli Shlishi is mutter even by tea, which is Kalabishal. No problem. But since there is such a day, it's Kedai L'Chadchila not to do it, but let's say a person forgot to make tea before Shabbos. We'll talk about how you make tea. If I forgot to make tea before Shabbos, do Kli Shlishi. Not so hard. Go to the percolator, pour it into a cup. Now you have a Kli Shein. Go from that cup into a second cup. Now you have a Kli Shlishi. And I put the tea into that.
And you are the Kli Shein.
Iri of a Kli Shein is mutter.
Onto the tea bag.
On the tea bag, I wouldn't do that. Because it's Kalibishan. We don't know for sure that that's mutter. It's interesting. Because Iri is always one less than that Kli. Kli Rishon, Iri is less. Kli Shein, Iri is less. Right? Because it doesn't have the walls. Now, generally speaking, Iri Kli Shein is harmless, but on Kalibishan, it's a problem. And tea, Mishabur is Masupik, it might be Kalibishan.
Coffee also?
Coffee, you'd be surprised. Coffee is really mutter and a Kli Rishon mamish. Why? If you instant coffee. You drink that's instant coffee?
About place every day.
That's only if it's cooked right.
All instant coffee is cooked.
All instant coffee?
Yes.
Gershi, stop asking, because every guy you ask is different.
Instant coffee is cooked. However, I'm not saying you should do it. I'll tell you why in a minute.
I want to know you are cliché, because that's all for myself. A lot of people do into a cup and then
you're cliché. Is mutter on almost everything, but not Kali Bishel. Tea might be Kali Bishel.
It's coffee Kali Bishel.
Coffee is naturally cooked. As I'm telling you, coffee is mutter in Kurishan. Tea might be usher in Iri Klisheni. Coffee is mutter technically even in Klisheni. And why is it mutter Klisheni?
Coming after the water, or I can put it.
Slow down.
It's cooked already.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Theoretically, you could take a pot of water that's on the fire, it's bubbling, take it off and pour the coffee straight into that. Now, the Welt doesn't like to do Klisheni, I'll tell you why. Coffee's already cooked. I'm not talking about freeze-dried coffee. Freeze-dried coffee is baked. You know, butz is? Butz means mud. You know what mud means?
This one.
The Turkish coffee is called butz. Okay? The Turkish coffee is not cooked. It was roasted. And we... Anybody here Sephardi? Nobody. We Ashkenazim, for us, there's a problem of Bishel Acharafia. So since it was roasted, that's Bishel Acharatzli, you can't do. So we can't do that. But if it's instant coffee, it was already cooked. Okay? Now, why is the Welt in that case makbid to make it klisheni? Very interesting reason why. No. Good guess, but it's wrong. The reason is because there's a very interesting din. Kiveger Tainas, if I tell you, what do we say? We said a dover yovesh is a b'shachar bishel. A dover lach, yes, b'shachar bishel. What happens?
What do you mean we're mimicking on the klisheni?
Again?
Put from the Kurishan into
coffee? Yeah. People do is they put hot water into a cup and then they put the coffee in that.
But that's considered.
That's for sure, Mutter. But the question is why are we bothering putting Klisheni if it's already cooked?
Do,
put in a Kurishan.
Okay. Is this so? Let's say I put coffee in before and then I take from the pot to a cup and pour in it. That's also
for sure, it's Mutter. That's Irikli says, even better.
That's what I should do in
that. Oh, so we have a Maiserav. So you have a Maiserav, you do like that. The question is why you do like that. So I'll tell you why you do like that. That's how you grew up in your house. So let me tell you something. In my house, if you grew up, you'd also do the same thing. But it's not because the halacha requires it. It's simply because if you take coffee, especially the Israeli junk, the elite, if you put it in the klisheni, it stays right there like mud. But if you pour something on it, it does better. So even though Iri klisheni doesn't cook it as well, but it'll do a fine job, and this way it all melts. I also do like that. Not because the halacha requires it. A portion of the mix is better. Okay? But let's get back to klirishon. There's a question in the Shulchan Aruch. If I take a piece of kugel, kugel's already cooked. It's a davar yavish. I want to warm up the kugel. So we say you can't put it on the blech, but I can put it next to it, or I can put it on top of a pot. When you put it on top of a pot, what happens? You have a bunch of grease starts pouring out. Right now it's a davar lach. Should be awesome. What's the answer? The answer is the Mishnah Berurah says, because since when I put it there, it was a davar yavish, and b'shachar bishel, I don't care about the fact that a little liquid comes out. It doesn't bother me. That's not my problem. It was a lot, that might be a problem. But as far as bishel, it's no problem. Because what I did was, I put a salad over there. I did not put a liquid over there. And bishachar bishel. Every food has certain moisture. So that comes interesting with Kiveger. Kiveger is in Reishon Gimel, not in Shliaches. Kiveger says, what happens when I'm pouring hot water on the sandwich dissolves? Coffee, sugar, salt. So now, when I pour the water on there, I start pouring, it was a dover yavish, it was already cooked, and bishachar bishel. Everything's fine. Look, it's like the kugel. Kiveger says, no, it's not like the kugel. Because the kugel, what was my maisa? My maisa was, I put something kugel, which is a yovish, next to the fire. That's the maisa. Was it mutter? Yeah, it's a davar yovish. That's already, that was cooked. When I take coffee, that's not what happens. I pour water on the salad. Within a split second, it became liquid. And I'm still pouring. That means after it's a liquid, I'm still pouring. And by a liquid, what's the din? Yesh b'shach b'shal. So Kiveger says, you can't do it. So Shema Zalman says, that's the reason the Welt is machmer. To use a klisheni, because of that Ricky Vega. That's where we're going to use a klisheni, by coffee.
No.
Maker Adin,
you put the coffee on top.
I'm telling you, klisheni.
I'm not putting the coffee on the top. I have
Rega, Rega. Right. You know what he's saying? Shema Zalman is saying, for Shema Zalman is saying, that in reality, the Mishnah Berurah is not machlag like the Kivega. Mishnah Berurah holds that if you take a yogurt like a coffee, it's mutter, even a klirishon. So if you see somebody taking instant coffee and putting it into a klirishon, you can't say it's usher, it's mutter. Shema Zalman says the Welt is machmer because it's Ricky Vager. We try to be yotzei that sheet also, and therefore we make a klisheni and put the coffee into it. But technically, even a klisheni is mutter.
Every single
Every single day, and even on Shabbos.
No, every single instant, every company is all good.
Every what?
All companies are good.
I didn't say it tastes good, but they're good, yeah. Yeah. All the instant coffees are cooked. The freeze-dried are not. So if you freeze-dried...
How do you know
what you do? Look on the bag. How do I know what? It says it on the bag. Al but usually it's what says there is correct. Unless it was transferred. But it says it, it'll tell you. It'll tell you, yeah. And there's certain foods today in America, certain teas or coffees, where the banatz puts down that shell that it's mavu shal. So you should know before shal is already cooked. But that you don't expect in every bottle. Anyway, that's the story of Klivish and Klisheni. What else do you have to know about Bishol? Okay.
Atmana.
Huh? Atmana. We're not there yet. One second. Chazor yechazor what I said after I left. I have to run away again. I have to leave on time because I have to catch an omid, on a chiv, and a very big shivut. You have to be every time a different minion. So I have a chazok in 1 minion here, 1 minion there. It's very interesting. But in any event, how's a person going to make tea? For Shabbos. Standard. I've said before, I think I said last week also, if you don't learn Hilchos Bishul, Shia, Chazar, Atmona, the diet you shouldn't be getting married because, like I said, you're for sure going to call Shabbos.
The wife's wearing a tenner.
Yeah? I'm embarrassed to say, when I got married, my wife learned in BJJ. The Yerushalmi part. No, not me to say that you have to get married. The Yerushalmi one. My wife says Yerushalmi. I didn't mean the English one, but the Israeli one, the Seminary Yishan is called. In any event, my wife learned the Bija. Her Rebbe was none other than Rabbi Shua Neuvert, Al Machaber Shmir Shabbos Kosa. His Talmidim knew, probably still know, Hilchos Shabbos cold. Because he knew Hilchos Shabbos cold. I was a regular Shiva guy, I did not know Hilchos Shabbos. Anytime I had a Shai in the house, my wife had to pass him. Eventually, it was a little scary. Like my wife is passing for me. Eventually, I started learning Hilchos Shabbos, and today I tell my wife what to do. But it's unfortunate. In some cases, people get married. The women know better than the husbands. And my daughter, on the other hand, learned in the new Beis Yaakov here, Chadash, and her halacha teacher is Rabbi Waya, the one from the Bug, Moshe Vaya. They didn't learn too much Hilchos Shabbos. They don't know about bugs. She knows bugs, all different sorts of bugs and set out. That was her Rebbe. And anyway, you want to make tea. The best thing is, this is Mishnah Berurah of Kol Lama Test. The best thing is, you prepare the tea before Shabbos. Now, I'll tell you the best way, and then I'll tell you some other ways, because not too much time left. The best way is cook the tea before Shabbos, which means take your tea bags. I can't imagine anybody has leaves anymore, but they do exist. Take your tea bag, cook it. Not just put it in bubbling hot water. Cook it until you see it starts bubbling. Okay? Now that it starts bubbling, you can put it in the refrigerator. You have a whole kumkum of tea, you put it in the refrigerator, let it get cold. Tomorrow, when you want to warm it up, you have a cup. Take a cup to the percolator, make hot water in the cup. What do you have? Klisheni. You can take the tea, which is cold from the refrigerator, and pour it to the klisheni. Why? Because klisheni is a chumrah, and a dover lachshon is bashka cold is also chumrah. And the halacha ma'aseh is a dover lachshon at stanan, which means the tea that was once cooked and now is cold, you can't put a klisheni, but you can put it into a klisheni.
But if I buy a Heimish tea bag which says cooked on it, then I don't have to bubble it before Shabbos.
What do you want to do with it?
Klisheni.
But it's cold. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. No.
Okay, fine. So I can push in.
That's exactly what I just said. Rosh Kivanta. The Gemara says that in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei that after 40 years you understand your Rebbe. It only took you about 3 minutes. Not bad. You're very smart. In any event, the aloha is that if it's a dover lach that got cold, you can put it into klisheni. So I've prepared the tea bag before Shabbos. I made it cold, and I can put it into a klisheni. You want to do better than that? There's a better etzah. Halachically better. You like that? That's good enough? Fine. But some people like to be mahadr balocha. Wasn't into mahadr. Yer shmaim tries to be yoytze de kulam. I try to do that. I'll say yer shmaim, but I try to be yoytze all different shittas. There is a daya that says that there's sviya ba'eichlin. You know what that's all about? You're not a die on Shabbos. I don't mean to say drop dead. The Moshe wants you to die, he doesn't ask you questions. But you know how to die, D-Y-E on Shabbos, Saveya. Okay? Now, who's the first Schwarzer woman? They say they like the correct Schwarzer jokes. Who's the first Schwarzer woman? So the Rabbi Einstein Eibishit says in last week's parasha that the minhag was when people brought a beautiful woman, they had to go through Mitzrayim, and they knew there were a bunch of Nuvolim over there, so they're afraid they're going to kidnap the woman or whatever, so they used to paint their faces black. So they shouldn't see this. Look, you know, some schwarz or whatever. So Avraham Avinu painted Sarah's face black. And Afal Pikein, they saw this. They could see her beauty through the black. Like taking shoe polish over her face. Black, brown, whatever. And they can still see. They told Parvei Halu Lepar. They told him, look, this one they have polished over the face, like all the people who they passed through our country. And she still looks beautiful. So Parvei says, that one's for me. And he took her. That's the story. So she was the first black woman. And if you think the first idiot that did something like that was Michael Jackson, so you should know. Sorry, mainly, but for different reasons. Okay. In anything, the moral of the story is that if you're born a Schwarze, it's not going to help. If you're born white, it also doesn't help. Your true colors come through. In any event, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Tzviya Bo'ichon. When you take, there's a day that says when you put dye into a food, it's also Tzviya. That'll come out if you're putting ketchup on chicken, you're over Tzviya. We don't pass like that. Huh? No, do the hat. The dying. No connection to Bishon. Dying. Now, we don't pass like that. We pass Ein Tzviya Bo'ichon. If you want a dafka, make something red, there is a currency you can't. But I just want to put ketchup because it tastes good, we say Ein Tzviya Bo'ichon. The Mishnah Berurah says, since there is a day that says Yesh Tzviya Bo'ichon, so it gives you a better Eitzah when you're doing Bishl. What's the Eitzah? I met a guy gave an Eitzah that prepare before Shabbos and then put this scent, which is brown, into the klisheni. But according to the day Yesh Tzviya Bo'ichon, you're dyeing the water. You're taking neutral water and making it brown. Can't do that. So what do I do to be Yoytze that Shita? So he's a better Yoytze. Keep the tea warm the whole Shabbos. Cook before Shabbos and keep it warm. That's what I do. I take the tea before Shabbos, I cook it. I take the little kumkum, whatever you want to call it. Eh?
No. Water.
The little one. Okay, yeah. A little one for tea. I put that on top of the big urn.
Kettle.
I take it, the English guy said, electric kettle. Right? I put that on top of my urn, and the whole Shabbos sits over there. So now that it's hot, what I can do is I can put the dye, the scent, into the cup and put the hot water on top of that. No problem, because it's still hot. As long as it's hot, there's no problem. Bishach and Bishach. If it's cold, I have no brayer, I have to make klisheni. But if I kept it hot, there's no problem, because we understand that dyeing is when you put dye into something which is neutral. If you put first the dye and the water into that, that's not called tzaveh. So that's the best eitzah. You should cook it before Shabbos. If you put it in the refrigerator, you have to put it in klisheni. If you kept it warm, then it's going to be mutter to pour something hot on top of that. Okay?
You can pour, let's say you have Gatorade powder, you can pour it into
what's
water.
What's Gatorade powder?
Gatorade powder.
Iced tea
powder. Cool, yeah. Make Kool-Aid powder, you can put it into water on Shabbos. What about?
Hot water or cold water?
Cold water.
It's going to color it?
Yeah.
Technically, yes, because we pass against your boichon. If you want to be firm about it, then be Yotze Boshitas, first put it in the Gatorade, which I assume is colored, and then put the water into that. And you're fine. Okay? So think about that. If you have any questions, you can ask me tomorrow. Not anyway. Push right to catch me now.